Let's get into it. Malcolm McLaren, rest in peace. Let's do it.
It was a New York phenomenon that burst onto the scene that I had witnessed by going to a party in the Bronx one Saturday night. I was walking down the street in Harlem. It was in 1980. I had at that time been managing a group called Bow Wow Wow, and they were to play the following night at the Roxy Club, and I happened just to take a walk through Harlem, and I was on 125th Street, and I saw across the road, it was a bright sunny day, a huge black guy, massive man, but the most extraordinary thing about him was that he had a t-shirt on which said, "Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols." And I thought, what's that big black guy in Harlem doing with a t-shirt like that? So I had to cross the road and just confront him, really. And I said, "You know what that t-shirt represents?" You know, and we started to talk, and he finally turned around and said, "I love the Sex Pistols." I said, "Wow." He said, "Yeah." And he said, "I didn't know you." He said, "Yeah, I know your name, but I've never met you before." And I said, "Well," he said, "why don't you come and see what we're doing? I'm holding a party tonight in the South Bronx." He gave me this address and told me his name was Afrika Bambaataa. So curious, I went and checked back in my hotel in Midtown Manhattan and tried to get a cab that evening. It was impossible. Nobody wanted to go to this part of New York. There would be no way to get a cab like this back to Midtown Manhattan. You'd have to get a gypsy cab. Anyway, he started to make me a little bit nervous, but I carried on the journey and I eventually arrived at the address, but the address was the address of a waste ground. And this waste ground was just filled with black guys. And it was dark, there was no real street lights. So I was, to be frank, very nervous. But anyhow, I'd arrived, so I got out of the cab, slammed the guy's door shut, and started to walk into this huge throng of people. And I thought, I'm the only white guy here. So I sort of tried to take on this attitude of being some kind of American A&R man from a big important record company. And I waded my way through this crowd, trying to part it like the waves, you know. And this guy, Afrika Bambaataa, for all intents and purposes, turned out to be a kind of a bouncer, a guy who seemingly had a gang of kids. And this was his party, and he was protecting his equipment or whatever. And he was shining with a couple of his friends these large torches onto the decks where kids were acting almost like witch doctors, struggling with these decks, turning records around and using the needle like a guitar, you know, scratching certain grooves and spinning them backwards and forwards. And guys were sort of handing each other microphones and just suddenly stepping into the throng and starting to tell stories, what ultimately I realized became known as rap. And they made sense of it all in some ways. It was about recycling. you could almost suggest it was ecological in that sense. They were making music out of all this old, no one cared rubbish that had long gone, you know, disposable pop music. I talked to Afrika Bambaataa for a little while and I said, put this on stage, have you ever been to done a show in New York in any way? And of course, no, they never had.
You're listening to the world's famous Supreme Team Show, WHBI 105.9 FM.
Chicago, by the name of Harvey, Andy, and Carizal. And they're some very good friends of mine. My name is Just a Lot of Superstar C.
And I have something here. The first call of the night goes by the name of Shakia from Soundview Project.
DJ
Kareem, Everlasting, Equan Allah. And that's Rakim Basha Allah from South Shore High School. They always make dedications with world's famous. Michelle from Bed-Stuy is checking us out. Dre B checking us out. Ace Key from Brownsville.
Hello,
Hip Hop Nation.
DJ Premier.
Rest in peace, Malcolm McLaren. Let's do it, baby.
Got a call
And this line is 873-1120 and 873-1121. And on the phones right now. Matter of fact, I just hit myself in the head with the phone. But I'm all right. Listen, Stella. Stella, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
And Stella, are you listening to the world's famous?
And you know that.
You listen to the world's famous Supreme Team?
You know it.
Stella, who is this that you're talking to, though?
C-Divine.
The mastermind?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
All right. Stella said we're the best show on the radio, y'all. So listen. So listen to this. Give us a call at 873-1120. We're going to go off tonight. We're going to go off. Justice, no homie.
No, she don't do that.
Well, a young lady calls all men. Stay off the phone. Stay off the phone. Let a young lady call and tell us just how she feel. Or the crank caller. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Give us a call. Give us a call. Anybody, give us a call right now. You know the number. You know, get up. Get up. Wake your mother and father up. Tell them to get up. We on the air. We's going off tonight, y'all.
Death Crew from the Bronx, checking out the Supreme
the
Team.
The Death Crew from the Bronx.
That's the Death Squad.
The Death Squad, checking out the Supreme Team, huh, Jeff?
Sheriff Fort Greene. Sheriff, I'd like to hear something. I'd like to hear she would, let me come back again.
Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen of the world,
is
we have another female on the phone.
What's her
name? She's on the line. Hold on for 1 minute. I press this button. What's your name, baby? And you say your name is Sherry?
Hey.
And Sherry, do you know who you're listening to?
Yes.
What?
C-Divine.
Sherry, please turn down your music, baby. Please. Just put it on tape. But you ought to turn your music that loud so the whole block can hear you right now. Because we get all that feedback and stuff. You know what I mean? So listen, Sherry, do you love the world's famous Supreme King show?
This is
your first time?
All right. First time.
Well, baby, well, look, if you love the world's famous Supreme Team, here, you're talking just a lot of superstar.
Sure. Do you love the Supreme Team show?
Yes, I do.
And what you like about the Supreme Team show?
The way y'all play y'all music, the way you talk. I like the way you talk now.
And this is dedicated to you, Cheryl.
Scratching. In the beginning, there was WHBI.
You're here with the world's favorite Supreme Team. CD Vibes, the Mastermind, Devin Love, the Superstar. Malcolm McLaren.
Malcolm McLaren.
KRS is on the mic, kid. I rock the black and white, kid. Smash that ass and you will like it. No need to hype it, but KRS-One's the one that pipes it. These lyrical freestyles, meanwhile you getting excited. Quippery and jittery, over my delivery, I'm glittery. I rhyme against bigotry, why you giving me ignorance, incompetence, inexperience? I'm not hearing it. I battle with expedience and obedience. You lacking the ingredients, hip-hop, you not being it. You trying it, my whole style right now, you eyeing it. I'll take your dark demo and put the sky in it. You say you dope, but like an Elvis Presley CD, I ain't buying it.
Scratching, do you like scratching?
Tell me the relevance of money without intelligence. There is none. Experience equals wisdom. MCs, I flick them. Lyric, lick them. Trick them. Kick them. Ha, ha, ha. Stick them. Yeah, yeah, yo. Every now and then I kick this style to get you open. I read minds and rhymes while I'm floating. I know you hoping for something different, more gifted, uplifted, topical. If impossible, while rocking you, let me give it to you logical. Give it up is what you got to do. Like a bad habit to battle KRS, you need rhyme skills and magic. See the talisman around my neck, can't try to grab it. But remember, I don't write rhymes, I write classics. You can get your ass kicked, get back up in your stroller. KRS 1 is 7 dope albums older. The holder of a boulder. You want a fresh style, let me show you. We will be here forever, I told ya.
So they arrived that Monday night, the backstage, they couldn't get in, there was a big kerfuffle at the door. This group was not a typical group. There were people with spray cans and graffiti across their t-shirts. They had a kind of a look that was totally different from anything anybody had genuinely witnessed before. The guys in the front row of what Afrika Bambaataa called his Zulu Nation suddenly jumped off the stage into this melting pot of white middle-class college kids who just fled and just reeled backwards as these guys started to bounce on their heads. The executives fled upstairs to the balcony for safety, assumingly. And the following day, I went to RCA Records, which was the record company of Bow Wow, and said, you know, what you witnessed last night is going to explode. It's going to be a phenomenon beyond. You must try to sign this act if you really know what's good for you. I highly recommend, and was really trying to induce, seduce, and inspire this A&R department to really take what they had seen that night before seriously. Anyway, they couldn't. They said, that's black music, you must go across the corridor, Malcolm, maybe speak to the black department. So I wandered across the corridor, and the black department, of course, were only interested in George Benson and some other much more polite black music. So that's where it was left.
Sweet. break of dawn, rock, rock, dawn. To the break of dawn, rock, rock, dawn. To the break of dawn, rock, rock, dawn.
DJ Premier!
Break of dawn, rock, rock, dawn. Break of dawn, rock, rock, dawn. Break of dawn, the break of dawn, the break of dawn. We're on a world tour with Mr. Malcolm McLaren. We're going each and every place, including Spain, Asia, Africa, Tokyo, Mexico. Rock on, the break of dawn.
Tony Touch, Mr. Capicu, last of the Pro Ricans, right here doing it, live from headquarters with my man, DJ Premier, Dímelo Primo. You know what it is, man.
Listening to the world's famous Supreme Team.
Show.
C Divine the Mastermind.
Just a lot of superstars.
And we're coming to you loud and clear. Like to bring everyone's attention and our listening audience that we have two females on the phone. We have two of them
right now.
To all the young men that are listening, I have Garfield His girlfriend is on the phone. She goes by the name of Kim. I have a female on the phone by the name of Asia.
Asia.
And Asia is from up there in Poughkeepsie, New York. She's listening to the world's famous Supreme Team from all the way in Poughkeepsie, New York. So we're going to go to line 1120, and we're going to speak to Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up,
Yeah, baby, but you love the world's famous Supreme Team show?
Showing.
Do you love Just a Lot of Superstar?
Showing.
Oh, yeah, you love everything about this show, huh? All right, well, here's Justice. He's going to kick it with you for a while.
All right.
Kim.
Huh?
How long have you been checking out the world's famous?
I've been checking it out for about 5 weeks by now.
5 weeks? Do you stay up and listen to the 4 o'clock show also?
Uh-huh.
And you like the 4 o'clock show as well?
Showing.
Kim.
Yeah.
How do you manage to stay up 4 o'clock in the morning, Justice?
Like, you know, my boyfriend be here all night. So I stay up and listen to it.
And that's Garfield. Is that correct, Kim?
Yeah, that's Garfield.
Well, listen, Kim, you tell Garfield peace, and it's nice talking to you. And we're going to go to 1121, and we're going to talk to this female up there in Poughkeepsie, New York, over by the name of Asia. Asia, are you there? Asia? Oh, I think that log is a phone call just a little bit too much for Asia this time. But listen.
Asia, if you like this beat, let me hear you stomp your feet.
Yo, check it out. Yo, DJ Premier, heard you coming live from HQ, baby. You know what I mean? You know how we do it. We pop it off.
I can feel no sense of measure.
DJ Premier!
No illusions as we take refuge in
rest in peace, Malcolm McLaren. This is a real tribute, real hip-hop shit. Hip-Hop Nation, XM67, Sirius 40, live from headquarters every Friday night from 10 to midnight Eastern time. Let's get it.
One down, one to go, another town, one more show. Downtown, giving away, but you never came back. No phone to take your place, do you know what I mean? We have the same intrigue, just caught a case.
It's Brooklyn's finest, the New York Giant, God's favorite DJ, Clark Kent. And I'm here with my man, DJ Premier. Turntables and a mixer. None of that CD shit. Live from the headquarters. It's Primo, so you know it's real.
DJ Premier.
Premier.
Straight hits 24/7
on Hip Hop Nation. Keep it pivot.
This is gonna be a street banger, baby.
Y'all know what it is.
This is Hip Hop Nation.
Straight hits 24/7
on Hip Hop Nation. Keep it pivot.
Yo, it's Talib Kweli, headquarters, rest in peace, word is bomb. We live from the headquarters with my peoples, DJ Premier, Blacksmith all day, Brooklyn, stand up. Hit it.
Yeah.
about. I know just like that, you can turn it out right. You never lost a battle, you never won a war. But one thing for sure, you're down by law. Hey, street people, one thing for sure, you're down by law. For one thing for sure, you're down by law. One thing for sure, you're down by law. 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 Hey, street DJ.
Yes.
You so nasty. Come on, show the whole entire world what you can do.
In a place to be, B-Boy Forrest, get him gump on the MIC.
Burn one in a place to be, doing it easily.
I like to send a special shout out to Pac McLaren and the world famous Supreme Team. And I like to give a shout out to the pioneers who set it off back in the days, such as Cool Herc,
Jazzy J,
Grandmaster Flash,
DJ Breakout,
Africa Bambaataa,
Charlie Chase,
Red Alert,
Tony Tone,
Chuck Chilla,
WizKid,
Funky 4 plus 1 more,
Master Dawn,
Crash Crew,
Force MCs,
Treacherous 3 and Spoonie G,
Cosmic Force, Fantastic 5 MCs,
Fearless 4,
Freer is 5 MCs,
Gold Crush Brothers,
Mercedes Ladies,
Zulu King,
Def Committee,
Rockwell Association,
Nigga Twins,
Frosty Free,
Pow Wow,
Star Child of Rock,
Sundance,
New York City Breakers,
Spy,
Fast Break,
JoJo,
Phase 2,
Roto and Snacks,
Case 2,
Bell,
Magoo 2,
Dying 2,
Lee 163D,
Ken,
Stay High 149,
Ass 2, T59, Brother 1, RR3, BB3, Rico TCP,
Dynasty,
Touch of Rock,
Incredible Rockers,
FMD,
Nasty with Rock,
All Star Dancers,
Roller Dancers,
IND Dancers, and J-Don Dancers,
and a big rest in peace to Cowboy, Master Don, Buck 4, Kurtiaki, Shy 147, Ray Sean, DBYB, and Hirsch Top. Peace.
Hello.
Hip Hop Nation.
Yeah.
Woo. 877.
Wow. 60.
No, you got to give us a 60. 877.
60.
Hip Hop or 877.
604-4746.
Rest in peace to Malcolm McLaren. For that real. Was the and shout to Trevor Horn on the beats. And shout again to the world famous Supreme Team.
Wow.
Justice of Law and Superstar C. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the illest rap shows ever. And you see how ghetto it sounded with the echoes and even the people calling in saying, yo, I love the way you talk and all that X out. That's New York accent right there. Wow, I like the way you talk.
Said, yo, you love the Supreme Team. The girl said, you know it.
You know it. And even that, they used to say, yo, you down by law.
Down by law.
Yeah. And you heard, he said, what kind of DJ are you? I'm a street DJ. There are radio DJs. There's also club DJs.
Yep.
And then there are street DJs. Yep. I am all three, but I represent the street DJ. We break shit first. Always do your research. Know your shit. Hip hop is real. It's a culture, and we live it for real every day. That's why you can't front on us. Anybody that thinks we fronting, come see us in real life. We will fuck you up.
It's just crazy because the street DJ is the dude. He doesn't break records. The street DJ makes a record. He'll play a record you ain't never really paid no attention to and have the jam rocking. When I say jam, I know the younger kids don't really get to enjoy this type of shit that we did because, you know, I guess growing up now, these little niggas is so lost and fucked up and ain't really got no focus that everybody's a tough guy.
Yep.
When we was growing up, everybody wasn't hard. Like, you didn't have to be hard. You know, you had the dudes who played sports. You had the dudes that could get fresh. You had the dudes that could fight. You had the dudes, you know what I'm saying, that did different things. Everybody Word. Wasn't just a murderer. And then when Word. You, and now today, when you got beef with little Murder One and you think Murder One is official and you kill his little ass, you go to jail and find out that that's little Michael and Murder One ain't no blood for real.
Word.
And he wasn't going to Baltimore. He was going on Christian retreats with his grandmother, Word. The PA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because everybody faking like they tough. When we was growing up, man, this shit had, you know, niggas had dynamics, man. It was dope. Niggas played lanes. And the street DJ would give you a record like that joint, that instrumental you played. We didn't know Malcolm McLaren did that. Yeah. We just knew that was a banger.
Yeah.
And that came like songs like The Mexican and shit like that.
Word.
Shit that niggas would never play. But the street DJ is what he broke that. He creates the buzz for that record.
Word. And on top of that, back in our day, a motherfucker wasn't afraid to fight a motherfucker. Now a motherfucker's got a gun because you pussy, right. So you want to pull the trigger. But then after right. that, you pussy in jail.
Right.
Word.
Well, today, these days, man, kids got the official get out of jail free card. It's like you can be the illest gangster you want to be, the toughest guy in the world, sell all the drugs, kill everybody. When the police come get you, tell on Keebler.
There you go.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Shit is crazy. Like this shit is not. You can't even enjoy your childhood because you want to be, you know, 50 Cent.
Word.
But 50 Cent had to become 50 Cent. He didn't. He was Boo Boo. He didn't start as 50 Cent.
Exactly.
So you gotta play your position, man. You gotta live your life. These little niggas ain't even living to be in their 20s and all that. Basically. These little bitches is grandmothers and 35 years old and shit is fucked up, B.
Word.
But, yo, growing up with this good music, man, this shit brought me back. This shit was real dope for me, man. I really appreciated that premiere. Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
For sure,
you,
man.
Word up. Thank you, Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all in here dancing and shit and up rocking and b-boying and pop locking. Because, again, man, we live the culture for real. There ain't shit you could tell us really about hip-hop culture except maybe the new shit that's out on the regular radio. But that's about it. We can talk all the way before it even happened.
Real.
And we respect the pioneers that made it happen for you. Motherfuckers.
Bro, do these little niggas even smackbox anymore?
Hell nah.
Bro, these little niggas don't do nothing. They don't do no UFC in the hallway or nothing.
Do these little motherfuckers even know who the father and the godfather of hip hop is?
They don't even know who their father and godfather is.
Bro, they know. Do you know who their godfather and their father is? 877
60
hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Or 877
604-4746.
Yo, King of Chill. What do you remember about the golden era of hip hop, like from the 70s and 80s?
We're not talking about when Fred Flintstone cut a dub tape.
This is what I remember. Sitting up on a weeknight because Supreme Team came on at 4 a.m. in the morning on a school night, sitting with my headphones pressed to my ear to listen to this show and to listen like raw hip hop. Like they were playing cassettes, they were playing anything.
Yeah, he even told the girl, even that part that I played, the girl had a radio turned up. He goes, yo, just record it on a cassette.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, and Malcolm McLaren.
Shout out to Al Lindstrom, who's listening.
Malcolm McLaren, as far as influencing how, like he was a big influence on how, when I finally started producing, how to like put stuff together, because to me, as pop as his stuff might have seemed, it was very abstract.
Word.
You really listen to how it was put together.
The, crazy thing is, he said he went to the record company at RCA and told them, yo, y'all need to sign this shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing. And they said, go across the hall to the black department. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude already was managing the Sex Pistols, who was, like, almost as big as the Beatles, but in a rebellious way on the underground. You know, like, they was getting mad respect.
You know, a quick note on that. They wouldn't play their record in England, so they used to have a pirate radio show on a boat that would be in the water, and that's how they got their original airplay. That's how the Sex Pistols
That's an
big.
Ill movie,
that's
too.
That's underground.
If y'all don't know about that movie, go see Pirate Radio. It shows how the government shut them down. In the end, that these motherfuckers didn't give a fuck, and they had a radio station on a boat, and they fought against the government over there and let them motherfuckers know that, yo, it showed everybody going to bed. Good night, mom. Good night, dad. As soon as they went to bed, they turned the radio on real low so they could hear the real shit. because they were tired of hearing that corny shit. You know what I'm saying? See that movie Pirate Radio.
That's why Sirius Satellite is in space. It's like a boat.
Yeah, we on the boat right now. We on the boat.
They can't touch
him. We on the boat.
Say whatever we want.
I can't lie. I was talking to KC, too. I was talking about, I used to record those shows on a VCR tape.
Damn.
At the RCA out. And then put it to cassette the next day because I couldn't stay up that late.
Wow. That's
you know what I'm saying?
So, and that's the thing.
My 8 hours.
But that's the thing. We were willing to stay up late just to catch it because you had to have that hip hop. Yeah. You had to have it. And that's why we're fiends to this day. And that's the reason why you hear so much new shit on this show every week, because we really do our research and we fiend to find new shit. And that's the reason why you hear the freshest shit here every Friday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, live from headquarters. Rest in peace to headquarters forever. My man Guru, get well, my nigga. Word up, hold your head and hold your motherfucking spirit. And like I said, man, this is a real thing every week when we come on. Panchy from NYGs, my man King of Chill, shout to S Dot, Keebler always, motherfucking Millie D, Biggest Gord, the whole team. This is how it is. Hip Hop Nation is the station. Sirius 40 XM
67.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yo, I'm just telling the kids, man, y'all got to do your homework, man. For real, you got to know where you came from and know where you're going, man.
Word.
For real, man. Seriously, man. Y'all can't be, you know. It's easy to be a clown, man. It's easy to be a lame. Like, it's easy to be a liar and to be fronting and all that. The hard part is when a nigga pull the bitch out you. And then you don't know what to do. Now you just 100% bitch. But if you didn't front, you wouldn't have had no bitch in you to be pulled out of you.
Please believe it.
So come on, man. Let's keep it real, man. It's hard. I know it is, man. It's hard to keep it real. A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to like you no more and all that. But keep it real, man. Be yourself. You ain't got to front for nobody.
Yeah, you could be a nerd. I got some of my friends are nerds. I'm
Bill Gates is a nerd.
I'm a nerd, you know what I'm saying? But I'll still smack the shit out of you.
You keep being the broke cool nigga all you want. I'll be the rich nerd tomorrow. All
right, then.
Fuck the cool broke nigga.
Yeah.
That's Millie D.
Luda tomorrow night. Don't forget.
Woo, Luda Chris. Yeah. Luda. Shout to the whole DTP. Shout to Shaka Zulu.
2 hour special celebrating 10 years since the release of Back for the First Time in the year 2000. Crazy.
There it is.
That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Word. Shout to the whole DTP. We see you. Ludacris, one love. And we out of here. I'll see y'all next week. Back to Burn every Friday night from 10 to midnight. Quarter. Let's close out with my man Smiley the Ghetto Child. Representing 183rd in the Boogie Down Bronx. Another real motherfucker. Let's go. Peace and love, y'all. About.